Come on, all you 4-H'ers. Gather around for another meeting of the Hop To It Club.
Order! Order! Let's come to order. The Hop To It Club is now in session.
From the archives of the interwebs comes another meeting of the Hop To It Club, a special bi-weekly program that tells the story of 4-H clubs all over the state. Today's dramatized story is called Fun with a Tractor. The Hop To It Club is assembled here in the studios of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, ready to bring you today's story, Fun with a Tractor. The boys of the Hop To It Club have decided to take the new project offered in tractor maintenance. We find them at one of the first meetings held for the project. The meeting is nearly finished as we hear Mr. Avery, their project leader.
So, at the next meeting, boys, we'll have a report from each of you on your tractor maintenance. Don't forget to take along your set of worksheets. Do a good job on those tractors, and I'll see you all at the next meeting. Well, that's all for today. Meeting adjourned. By the way, fellas, don't forget to bring your fathers to the next meeting. We have quite a bit to talk over with them.
Hey, Jim! Jim, wait a minute!
Oh, hi, Mick!
You going home?
Uh-huh. Come on over.
Walk home with me.
Okay. Wasn't that a swell meeting? I sure learned a lot about our tractor. This is going to be fun.
Have fun with a tractor? Don't kid yourself. It's hard work and dirty, too.
Did you get a set of the worksheets on tractor maintenance?
Nah, I didn't bother with it.
Well, how are you going to take care of your tractor if you don't know how it works?
Oh, I took a couple of notes during the meeting. Besides, anybody who owns a tractor should know how it runs.
I didn't know all those things about ours.
Well, I did. I putted around motors for years. It was just the basic facts he told us. Everybody should know those.
Say, why don't you come over to the house tomorrow after school? And we'll work on my father's tractor together.
Okay, if it doesn't take too long. I've got to fix my dad's too.
It'll only take a couple of minutes. After all, what's so hard about looking at a tractor motor? The hardest thing I have to do is persuade Dad to let me fix it. Evening, Dad.
Oh, hello, Jim. Well, how was your meeting tonight?
Oh, swell! We learned about tractors, how they run, and how to keep them running.
Sounds like it was a good meeting. But tinkering with tractors is serious business. Hope you learned something.
I sure did. Say, Dad?
Yes?
Our tractor hasn't been running too well lately, has it? I mean, it stalls and uses a lot of gas.
Now, Jim, don't get any ideas.
Oh, I just thought, seeing as how I know quite a bit about tractors now, I might look at it.
No, Jim.
Just peek?
No. I'm going to have our dealer serviceman up to look at it in a few days. He'll fix it up for us.
But, Dad, I have to look at it. We have to make a report at the next meeting on servicing the air cleaner on our tractor. And if I don't have any report, they'll think I'm awful.
But, Jim, I'm...
You're supposed to come to the meeting, too.
I am?
Yes. And you wouldn't want me to stand up in front of all those people and say you wouldn't let me touch our tractor.
No, I...
They'd laugh at me.
They would.
Yes, and you too.
They wouldn't.
Please, Dad?
All right, you win, but remember, don't touch anything.
Thanks, Dad. And don't you worry, I'll just look.
You sure you know what you're doing, Jim?
No, Nick. You just stand there and watch.
But I thought your father said you weren't to touch anything.
Now, how am I going to learn about tractors if I don't work on them? You have to have a little practical experience, too. You just can't read about it all the time.
What are you going to do first?
Clean the air cleaner so cleaner air can get into the engine. Let's see now. Air cleaner. Air cleaner. Oh, yes, here it is. I'll just take this clamp off.
Jim, that's the carburetor.
What? What do you mean carburetor? I know an air cleaner when I see one.
But look at this diagram in the worksheets. It looks just like that thing, and it's labeled carburetor.
Gosh, you're right. Even though I like motors, I still can learn a lot. Here it is, isn't it?
Let's see. Yep, that's it.
If I can get it off. There. Boy, look at it. It's all dirty.
Yeah, full of dust.
Well, I'll clean it up so it's like new. Say, Nick, look at that pipe.
Where?
Right there where I took the air pre-cleaner off. A pipe, and it's dirty, too.
Oh, yeah, looks like dirt and ground up leaves.
I better take that off, too, and clean it.
Now, Jim, don't go fooling around with that pipe.
But it's full of dirt. Look, I can't even get the screwdriver in the center. It's so clogged.
Maybe it's supposed to be plugged up. You don't even know what it is.
Sure I do. It's a pipe. An air intake pipe. It takes the air into the cleaner from out in the open.
Well, maybe.
You just watch me, Nick, and in no time, I'll have this tractor running like it was brand new. And after I got the air cleaner and the air intake pipe cleaned, I put them all back together again.
Well, Jim, you certainly have made a good report on your tractor maintenance. I'm glad you learned something from the last meeting. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go on with the rest of the reports?
Yes, there is, Mr. Avery. You see, my father told me not to touch anything in the tractor, just to look. So if he finds out that if I did all this, he might get mad at me. So do you think you could sort of keep it a secret?
Why, Jim, if your father were here now, I bet he'd be glad that...
But I am here. Been here for some time.
Dad, what are you doing here? I thought you said you wouldn't be able to be here tonight.
Well, I sort of changed my mind after I started the tractor. I thought I ought to see you right away.
Is there something wrong, Dad?
Wrong? Jim, I told you not to touch our tractor, but you did. And for once, I'm glad you disobeyed me. You fixed that old tractor so it runs like a new one, and you saved me an expensive repair bill.
Why, thanks, Dad. Oh, Dad, I'd like you to meet Mr. Avery. He's our instructor in tractor maintenance.
How do you do, Mr. Avery? You certainly are doing a fine job teaching these boys. I only wish that more of the parents could come to these meetings and see how they're run.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And any time a parent wants to come out to one of our meetings, he's welcome. We'd like to see them here so that you can show them what a fine job 4-H is doing for all their youngsters.
Well, Mr. Avery, you can count on me to attend more 4-H club meetings in the future. And just to show you and the boys here how grateful I am, I'm going to take the money that Jim saved me by fixing my tractor and have the biggest party for you that you've ever seen.
See, Nick? Didn't I tell you that working with a tractor is really fun?
Fun with a Tractor featured voices from the Inexplicable Dumb Show, under the direction of Richard Wanamaker. Heard in the cast were John Malden as Jim and Mr. Avery, and Brad Oxnam as Nick and Mr. Johnson. The original script was written by William Mallon. Listen again at this time a week from today when the Hop To It Club will bring you another dramatized story. Meanwhile, be a good 4-H Club member, attend all meetings of your club, and always let the 4-H Pledge mean something to you.
I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, and my country.
The Hop To It Club is a production of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. This is the IDS wishing you a happy Labor Day.
Thanks for listening and supporting the IDS through 400 episodes. So for Brad Oxnam and everybody else involved with the Inexplicable Dumb Show, this is John Malden. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.